Western is holding a mix of in-person and online classes this fall. The university's plan is to keep students on campus until Thanksgiving break. Interim President Martin Abraham says he feels good about Western's chances of achieving that goal.
Going into the semester, we didn't know what we would have. We didn't know about what the numbers would start to look like as we did testing. We had a lot of processes that we expected to work that hadn't been tested, right? So we knew how we would get people into quarantine and into isolation. We were prepared for this, but we hadn't done it at the level that we're doing it now. So we didn't know for sure that things were going to work the way we expected them to work. And what we know today, 3 weeks into this, is that a lot of the plans that we put in place worked much like we expected them to. The things that didn't work the way we hoped they would, we've been able to adjust. And now I don't want to say we're quite at a place where we're in a routine yet, but we're getting to that spot where I can see that we're getting to a routine. We know how to get the tests delivered. We know how to get the tests back. We know what the time frame looks like to getting results. We know how to get students over to quarantine or isolation if that needs to be done. We know how to do the contact tracing. So we feel like we've got this, again, not quite routine yet, but to a point where we know what we're doing and we can see where routine is around the corner. And that gives me a high level of confidence that we're going to be able to continue to operate under the procedures that we've put in place. We're going to make it to Thanksgiving, and then we're going to be back at it again in the spring doing a lot of the same stuff.
We saw in the general public this summer people perhaps starting to get a little bit lax as this continued to sort of drag on. Are you concerned about that happening with students, faculty, and staff?
That's always a concern, but to be fair to the students and the faculty and staff, actually, as they've seen the test numbers come in, for example, and they've seen the isolation and the quarantine and the impacts that it has, I think our people have actually gotten better over the past 3 weeks. They've taken up the use of the face coverings much more effectively. They've recognized where you have to get into the quarantine and how quickly to respond. Faculty have become more aware of what they need to do in their classes and more understanding of the way we communicate with them about what happens with students who may be taken out on a quarantine situation, more agile at working with our case managers to make sure the information gets to the students so that the communications flow works better. I think we've gotten better over the 3 weeks we've been doing it. Will we get more lax as this becomes more routine? Always a concern, but we're going to keep up the communications. We're going to keep up this situation, and hopefully we'll stay ahead of that as this goes on throughout the course of the semester.
Bradley University, perhaps some other institutions, have quarantined students for 2 weeks. Are you prepared to do something similar if it comes down to it?
We're prepared to take whatever action is necessary to keep faculty, staff, and students safe. At this point, we're not looking at anything like that because we don't see the levels of positive cases that some of these other universities have been reporting. If we can continue to keep the case counts where they're at today, then that should not become something that we need to do in the future. But we've considered all sorts of contingencies, and you know, that's certainly one of those that has been on the list of things that we could do if we need to.
Western Illinois University Interim President Martin Abraham says Western has students spread out more than usual in residence halls during the coronavirus pandemic. He says more students than usual are in single rooms, though some are still in doubles. Abraham says the university is adding staff to help employees who've been working around the clock to ensure procedures are followed amid the pandemic. And he says Western is placing an added emphasis on cleaning and sanitizing common spaces. Rich Egger reporting.